Hey, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, we have a very special guest. She's an artist. She's a professional retired figure skater, and she's a Lakeland local. So I hope you enjoy this episode. It was a good one. We appreciated her having her on.
Hey, good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. I am Brad, and I have Mikey in the house. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up? Glad to be here.
And again, Mr. Enthusiastic and eating food again, as usual, to start the show.
We do have someone more exciting, though, with us today, and that's Jennifer. How do you say your last name? I can't read it.
Thomason.
Thomason. Okay, great. Yeah, see, I need new prescription glasses. Jennifer Thomason. You can tell I did my show prep for today.
So welcome, Jen. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's exciting. Yep.
So Jenna's a local, and Mikey, she started dabbling into artwork.
Oh, she's a Lakelander.
She's a Lakelander, man. By birth, right or no?
No, I was Georgia by birth.
Oh, what part of Georgia?
Marietta.
Oh, Marietta, Georgia. So you're a little Georgia girl.
Yep.
Georgia peach.
Yeah, I moved here at the end of sixth grade.
That's about the time I moved here. Around fifth grade. Yep, around fifth grade. I went to Scott Lake Elementary.
Oh, okay, I was over at Carlton Palmore.
I went to Palmore too for like 1 year.
You guys were in the poor school. I'm just kidding.
Did you have cords?
Did you have what?
The fancy school.
Did you have Mr. Cords for sixth grade?
I didn't make it to sixth grade. I only went to third.
That's when you finished school.
Yeah. He just said, fuck it. I'm too smart for school. I'm out.
No. I mean, if you want to go into the story. Okay. What happened was, I was born in Colorado and my dad was transferred to Germany 6 weeks after I was born. So I moved to Germany really quickly. And I grew up in Germany till I was about 6 years old, about to turn six. And we moved. My dad decided to retire instead of take a promotion because he was going to get redeployed to Korea and he didn't want to be back in Korea again. So he decided to take early retirement, not early, just decided to retire. And we moved to Lakeland, Florida. And I went to Colin Palmore. And Miss DeCessory, she didn't understand that English was my second language because I learned to speak German first because we lived in Germany. Wow. And my mom's German. So she thought I had a speech impediment and she put me in the, what was it? It wasn't English as a second language course back then, because this was before PC hit. So it was like where all the kids that had like mental issues went.
So she wasn't wrong, right?
And, you know, my parents found out and they were livid.
My gosh, that's hilarious.
Because they had like they had me tested and they were like, I mean, no one ever bothered to ask me if I spoke another language and I didn't know. So they were just like, oh, he's mute. Like he doesn't understand English. You know what I mean? Very well. Like he's talking at a kindergarten mute level. Yeah.
Boy, so did they not know you.
So they yanked me from that school and put me in a private school. Because the teacher was like just a complete asshole
for people that were rich.
Special.
Yeah. I was like, damn, harsh.
Instead of Timmy, it was Mikey.
Pretty much. No.
So that was Mike's a story of Carlton Palmore.
I remember them like saying, I remember the meeting, parent conference. They're like, your son's retarded. And I didn't know what retarded meant. That's why I don't have a. That's why I don't really care about the use of the word because, you know, I've been called it. So in the mental capacity way, and it had nothing to do with that. It's just that I was already like
kind of there,
you know, counting up to 100 in German. I already had like a full pronunciation of language and stuff like that, and they were like, you know. This is how you poop, you know? It's like, you poop in this thing. And it's like, I was like, these kids are so fucking stupid. Like, in the regular class.
You were like, thinking Americans.
So, So I was like off in La La Land because, like, you know, I didn't really understand the teacher. And she's like, today we're going to be coloring with the color yellow. Does everybody know what the color yellow is?
And you're like,
this is yellow. It's the color of the sun. I'm like, bitch, the sun's orange. Not, you know, like,
bitch, the sun's orange.
It's actually a multitude of colors ranging from blue through the entire spectrum. It's just when it goes through the ozone layer, it changes the way it looks. So, anyways, yeah. So that was my fun at Colton Palmer experience.
You know, I remember being at Scott Lake Elementary, and I remember having a teacher. I want to say her name was Mrs. Rudd. I'm not sure. Oh. But her and another teacher, I caught them in their room. Wink, wink. In sixth grade. Wow. Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, dude.
That explains your sexual trauma. You were exposed to an early age.
Hey, go fuck yourself. I don't have sexual trauma, you asshole. Okay, maybe a little. But maybe a little. Maybe a little. Or a lot. Whatever.
Denial is the first sign that you have a problem.
I don't have a problem with sex. Why do I? Okay, so explain to me why I have a problem with sex. I got to hear this one.
Because of your sexual trauma. Busted your teeth.
No, but he needs to elaborate. What makes you think I have sexual trauma? What puts it in your head that I have sexual trauma?
Because there's never been a conversation that we've ever had with anyone that you've not gone straight to something sexual ever. And like anytime anything pops up that could be remotely sexual, like you go and laugh. Yeah, anything that pops up.
So
see?
Proof now places. you fucked up my next course of questioning because it literally was going to be a sexual question. Oh my god! See, I fucking hate him, dude. He's like picking me apart like a shrink. I swear to God.
Oh, that's too funny.
But you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to bring it up anyways because I have a question for Jen. So here we go. So in the Olympics are going on right now, right? In Mike's favorite subject, you know, the 2024 Olympics in Paris. I read an article just yesterday where the athletes were talking to the press and saying that sex is rampant in the athlete, whatever you call it, the area where they all sleep and stuff and they hang out and they eat food and all that shit. But they're having tons of sex with each other, all from all the different countries. They're all just like having tons of sex. Knowing that you were – so anybody that doesn't know, Jen was a professional ice skater in her 20s and things like that. So I wanted to ask – when you were in those professional environments, because I would assume you were in it later between 18 and what you said?
I was doing shows from... at that point, so I was traveling.
So you were traveling a lot. So did you witness, like, do a lot of the athletes and things, like, end up hooking up a lot in those environments?
I was with other figure skaters, so a large portion of the males are not interested in the women. So...
so...
it really wasn't as
what were they
say when you're bringing in, you know, gymnasts, swimmers. I mean, they're all beautiful,
right?
Athletes. I mean,
right.
Blades of glory.
So you didn't witness any of that. Blades of glory. So you didn't witness. You didn't witness anything like that, even with the straight. I mean, I'm sure there were some straight.
Oh, there were relationships for sure. Okay. Relationships, but you didn't see a lot of. No.
Really?
Not really. So you got to remember, I was just with figure skaters.
Right. What you're saying is, don't go to the Olympics because you're going to get hit on.
So if you're a single straight male and you're looking to score hot figure skaters, become a figure skater because you'll be the only game in town.
Right. So like in one of the shows I was at for a long time and he dated quite a few of the women.
Nice.
And he's a good-looking guy.
Hey, air quotes. Dated or just hooked up?
Mostly dated a couple of months, probably. I never hooked up with him. Because I saw it. You know, I was like,
bullshit. I'm just kidding. Yeah, Great White Buffalo.
Great White Buffalo.
They weren't your type.
Oh.
They weren't her type. The Great White Buffalo.
I didn't hate the guys in the shows, never. Even the straight ones, they were usually taken.
Well, it was probably smart, too, because, you know, did you see a lot of conflict and interest back then as well when they would break up or they weren't hanging out anymore, they didn't hook up, or was it just straightly hookups, you know, in their...
No, they were dating, like, usually. Like, they were a couple. Like, everybody... Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, did you witness any, like, hard split-ups or anything like that where it really interfered with their professionalism? like out on the ice and stuff?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
not your job.
Yeah, it's a job. It's like just don't piss where you eat. It's my practice.
Yeah.
So
I think that'd be hard though in that sport though, because you're dedicating like a vast majority of your time to that sport to be at a competitive level.
Oh,
like hell. How much time did you spend on the ice or training off the ice for the ice?
Well, as a child, I boarded away from home too. So mm-hmm. I trained in Atlanta. My family moved to Florida. So yeah. I was on the ice at 5 a.m. every morning and then go to school. I'd have we had patch back then. So we had no figures, patch, freestyle, patch. And then I'd go to school and then I'd go straight from there back. And then I'd be there till about 6 o'clock. And then I'd have a dance class after. And then I'd go home, do my homework, take a shower, and go to bed.
Yeah, and so you have no time for a social life. So the only place that you're getting any type of, social interaction or dating pool would be in the environment.
And I was professional at this point. Yeah. So I was in the show world at 13.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Already. So that's where I grew up, really. So I boarded from 10 years old to 12, moved here and turned professional that summer. Because there was nowhere to train in Florida at the time. It was a long time ago. We don't need to say how old I am.
Wait, we didn't have ice rinks in Florida? Shocking.
We had one.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean.
One in the mall down in Clearwater.
Oh my gosh. Is it still there?
Yeah.
Or does the mall even exist?
I think it's there. I haven't been back, but now we've got some really nice malls. Feld Entertainment's over there in Sarasota, or going down Lakewood Ranch area. Feld's over there now. And that's
But does it have an ice rink?
Hmm?
Does it have an ice rink?
Oh, yeah. That's their production center now. So that's where they come in to train.
Oh, wow.
And one of my friends is from Canada. She's super cool. Her and her husband, they're pair skaters. They go down. She was just taking pictures of Anna Maria the other day. I was like, hello, Robinson, Anna Maria.
That's nice.
I haven't seen these people in a long time. But some of them still skating at 52. 51.
I think that's
52. 51.
I think that's 52. A testament to modern man's ingenuity. We're like, what we want to do? We want to ice skate and play hockey in the tropics. Fuck you, environment.
Yeah, you get the best of both worlds on that one, man. You get to, have your profession and then go right back out and go to the beach,
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, man.
Right.
We didn't see as much as the Olympics, in the skating, traveling professional world.
You could also go to our mall here where you can learn to dodge bullets. I mean, so, there's a big difference. You can ice skate down in South Florida, and then you can dodge bullets here at the Lakeland Mall.
Oh, you're a funny guy.
Yeah, you been in that mall yet lately?
Is it even there still?
Yes, it's still there. I went to go see Deadpool and
Wolverine. That's where I go to church. Thanks.
Oh.
And then I go, I walk next door to Urban Air, and then I walk across and get my, Kinsiera dress. And then I walk two stores down to the bodega and pick up my smokes.
Hey, he's not lying, man. I'm sorry.
It's such a clusterfuck of stores in that place. It's literally like anybody that they can get to rent rents. It's like
it's Baker Chips R Us.
So all over the place, and then. Down the one side. Oh no, that was. Remember the Eagle Ridge Mall when we went to that one?
Oh my god, dude, the Lakeland Mall is worse than that. If you haven't been in it,
They had that whole wing that was nothing but bounce houses where they rented out the whole center aisle to the guy to put bounce houses in. They didn't even get an Urban Air. They got just Bob and bounce houses. Like he literally just rented the bounce houses and set them up in the mall and charged $5 for kids to go in there. And there's no safety. There's no mats. There's nothing. It's just enter at your own risk. And the mall's fuck it. We're broke anyways. Who's going to sue us?
Right.
Oh, shit. We ain't got no money. Shit.
We just hope somebody sues us so that we can give them this piece of shit. Let's go.
He's general liability. Who needs that?
Yeah, Jen, I'll shit you not. We went to the movie. All right, so we've got a wild hair up our ass to go see John Wick 4, I believe, right?
It wasn't a wild hair up our ass. It was fun.
It was an interesting trip. We go to the movie theater over there at Eagle Lake, Square Mall, whatever the fuck it was called. And seriously, the power went out during the middle of our show. Uh-oh. It was hot as shit in the theater. when they brought it back online, and then it went back out again. Remember, Mike? It like came back on for a split second and went back out.
I remember. It had no AC too in the beginning.
Yeah, it had no AC, so we were sweating our balls off in the theater when they had power. When they had power, it was crazy, man. Oh, but
that's how I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to, man. We laughed. We went and decided we wanted to walk the mall just for a little bit, just to kind of look around.
He is not
kidding, man. When he said what he said, I was just like, "Holy shit!" It was horrible. It was a bad experience.
One store I went into the last time I was there, it looked like an Amazon haul just got dumped in there. I was like, "What is all this stuff? Like plastic barrettes and weird shoes and shit." I'm like, for like $5 each, anything you want.
It reminds you of like what we send off after sporting events to Africa, you know, for the kids in Africa. That's the kind of shit you find there. You know, t-shirts that say like, you know, World Series, you know, Tampa Bay, you know, that didn't win. You know what I mean? It's the kind of shit you get there.
Like all the stuff that nobody wants.
So let's jump in. Let's spend the next few minutes before we get out of here talking about why you came onto the show. And that was because you started dabbling into art, right?
Yes.
Being a local artist. So tell us a little bit about what made you decide to become a local artist and tell us about your work.
Interesting. It was a while. 2021 is kind of, I was discovering like TikTok and, you know, different videos, especially like on Instagram. And then this girl named Molly, she's a big inspiration to me. She does amazing art and, she's well known nationally, but I just thought it was kind of neat. I was like, well, what do they do? So I kind of just started getting into it. It's kind of a, I don't do all pour painting, but that's how it started. Mm-hmm. And it's like fluid art, and then you bring in Floetrol. You can create these like bubbles and different swipe techniques. So I tried it. The first time I tried it, I was like, wow, this is kind of cool. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. But right. I did turn like three out that turned out okay.
Okay.
And so I entered this contest on Facebook, like on a, you know, I joined this little group. And I won third place. And I was like, wow. Okay. So I'm like, oh, yes. So I created more and I just destroyed them all. They're all, I just got lucky is what happened.
Okay.
So I went, okay, let's back it up. And I really started learning and I spent some time and trained myself. So I'm self-taught. I made a lot of mistakes, but I did get a private lesson with this lady as my little win. And she taught me some key components I was messing up, which really, but that made me even want more interested. So I just kind of like went down this wormhole. I'm going to watch hours and hours and hours of like how to do this. And, you know, it's not as easy as people think, but also the more you practice, the more you emotions you put into it and how you kind of use as your inner therapy. It's a positive outlet. It's crazy. Like it'll form different characters in it. It's wild. And sometimes it doesn't. But so I've been using that on TikTok to make these videos to really try and grow and sell paintings. And even I'm even considering doing a couple of them and setting them up as NFTs and try to sell them. I've got a couple ideas for that. I've got OpenSea. I tried it a long time ago. It didn't really go anywhere, but I could try again now. If I go back to my first painting compared to my latest, it's like night and day.
Are NFTs still a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can sell them.
Yeah, because
I mean, are people buying them or are they just kind of like looking at them and saying, oh, these are cool?
They buy them. They trade them, buy them. I've got an account. I haven't been on it in a really long time, but there's a couple paintings with little faces in them that I think I could create an NFT with. And I'm like, all right, let me try something like that. But I'm just trying to use the digital side of, you know, TikTok and any social that I could use and get really creative there to pull in people to my Etsy site, to my Pinterest, to hire me to do a customized painting for them. And I was part of a gallery, so I got picked up right away after I won that thing and I studied. It took about a year. I got in that gallery, but then she closed. She had a baby. So now I applied to some stuff in New York City for contests and things. And I didn't qualify. I think I would jump the gun a little bit on that one. But hey, it was a good experience to even start.
Right. Yeah.
You're not going to win. I mean, we're talking these art. There's so many amazing artists across the world. And that's what I love about TikTok. I get to see so much. That's why I found your show.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that, because whenever you started following us, I started looking at your stuff and I went, oh, wow, I didn't even realize you were doing paintings. And
I didn't realize that was you either.
Yeah. I know. That's the best part. So, Mike, she had no idea.
You guys know each other prior to
yes.
the show?
Oh, yes. Junior high.
Yes, shocking. It's junior high school. So we had Mike shocking because I know everybody he says, but which is true. I mean, you know, when you've lived in Lakeland as long as we have, Jen,
mostly
I mean?
Women,
you build. Yeah. Well, I know a lot of women too, but I do know a lot of guys too. You're just a dick.
Yeah, so we all grew up together.
Mostly women. Yeah.
And then he coached my daughter's soccer. Like, so we know each other.
Yeah, so we know each other. I coached with Esteban.
Trauma.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, I knew that was. I knew he was going to try to be a dick at some point, but no, nothing like that. But yeah,
I'm still trying. I thought I'm accomplishing. Damn it! I need to work harder.
Yeah, you are. You're definitely winning today. I'll just tell you that one because I got nothing. But so she started following us, the show on TikTok, and I all of a sudden I was like, you know, so I looked at her profile and I was like, oh wow, she's doing art. So on TikTok, you got like this little friends icon where you can actually see only what your friends are doing, which is really cool compared to the feed. So I could, like, so when she updates a painting or anybody on the show, like on our page, when our friends that we have on there updates anything, I can literally just flip through there and see what's going on. Well, I started noticing that a lot, probably 90% of her stuff was all art and like some really cool transitions. She put in like, you know, the videos and stuff. And I went, man, this is some really cool stuff. So I reached out and I just said, hey, and she was like, oh my God, I didn't realize this was you. And I was like, yeah.
I know. Like, and then I started watching your show and I'm like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah. So she was like, yeah. And then so I went, hey, if you ever want to come on and talk about your artwork, I said, you got some really cool art pieces. You want to, I mean, even though the listeners that are listening can't see it, you can go visit Jen's artwork. We'll go ahead and tell you at the end of the show where to go find her so you can check it out. But show, do you have your first piece laying around like a comparison or do you not have that?
Can you wait two seconds? I'll be right
back. Yeah. I'll talk to Mike.
We will wait for you until you come back to our show.
We will.
You always do that. Have you ever noticed
that?
Like I'm hitting something from the 90s, like Friends, and you go straight like 70s. Like you 70s need and 80s? To grow up.
I'm from that area, ass face.
You fuck it up. Like I'm doing the, you know, Friends theme song and you're over here like, I'm like, that's not what I'm singing.
Okay. You know what's fucked up?
All right, she's back. So shut up.
This is the first piece. It's so little.
Ooh, it's so pretty.
But it's so small.
Does that look like a vagina to you, Brad?
I hear that a lot. I hear that a lot. And yes, it does, Mike.
Yeah, I figured. Sexual trauma. I see a horse in the bottom right-hand corner. Is that weird?
Did you really? Hold that back up, Jen. Jen, hold that back up the way you had it.
A lot of my
said he saw a horse.
Over at Adrenaline Body Works being advertised there, so I don't have Love Bomb here.
So that's your first one?
It's off the screen right now.
Very first.
But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do see a horse. Wow.
Yep, right,
see, I see a dog.
Corner.
I see like a terrier. That's what I see on the right-hand side with a vagina.
Okay, so now.
Just kidding, Jen. Go ahead.
So this is like,
oh, another vagina.
I had 17,000 views on this one just on TikTok.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see a planet in the dead center on the one on the right, a planet that's like lightly colored, like I'm looking through a nebula at it. What do you see, Mike?
That's what I
don't say it.
My galaxy. That's
I see the inside of a clam.
Really? So you see an oyster or a clam?
Yeah. Like the like the outside, like the outside shells of it, like it opened.
Yeah.
But just a
and
lot.
Then maybe that's a lighter pearl in the dead center. I could see that. It's so
just
crazy.
The outside, just the outside shell. You know how like you know the mollusks like when they're really like pretty and like they're iridescent.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I see.
Oh, one thing with these I'm really careful about is the sides.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're buying art, and my art's not super expensive. I'm a beginner still. I'm only in like my third or fourth year. But like, you don't want to walk into someone's home and see the side of their painting. And it's like, you know.
Right.
Mess. So I'm super, you know, retentive to make sure it all falls over the side.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, like some of them, I've got a really large one that's not a poor painting, but I don't have it here.
Okay.
But, like, here's a tall one. That one's kind of cool.
Okay.
It's got more. You see the bubbles and stuff in there? That's part of the medium mix with the painting, like the acrylics. Okay. And you swipe it, Like, that's a cup swipe, too. I like cup swipes.
Okay.
But I need to get some more Floetrol.
That's awesome.
I really enjoy it. It's fun. It gives me something to do because I work in the corporate world, just like everybody has their day job. And I love my job, don't get me wrong, but it gives me something to do in the evenings and weekends if I have free time, you know?
That's awesome.
I'm trying to make it a business, so we'll see.
Yeah. Well, you know, the way to get make it a business is get exposure and get out there Absolutely. And doing it. And, you know, it caught my eye when I was scrolling through the TikTok. And honestly, I mean, out of all platforms, do you prefer TikTok over them?
Absolutely. You know, it's so funny is so many people are like, oh, I'm not going on TikTok, you know, all the political stuff. And I'm like, dude, the government's on it. Like, they don't get it. Like,
it's the thing.
I'm like, the government literally is live on TikTok.
Meta has made it so hard to actually enjoy being on their socials anymore. It's made it super tough for me, especially on Instagram, because they're just tightening the grip more and more and more and acting like dictators, actually, of what you can and can't say and what you can and can't show. I mean, I get there needs to be some limitations, but what I do love about TikTok, you do have that freedom of expression to a degree. They still monitor. You know,
they didn't like the Trump video, but that's okay.
Well, you know, but it's like, but I mean, I get that. I get some of the monitoring because it needs to be there, you know, for safety reasons, you know, and we could start on a whole nother topic on this another time because Mike and I've had this discussion before on social media, but I feel personally that we get way more exposure and better reactions and better comments and things like that on TikTok than I ever do on Instagram as of late.
And you know what I found is the more you're engaged with TikTok and you have a channel, like you're not just putting up whatever, you know, you're actually trying to work at something and before exposure, you get a little group of friends and we all support one another. I've got people that we share each other. I don't even know these people at all. I don't know who they are, nothing, but we support one another. And I actually do go and look. I watch their, I don't go, oh, do they have 10,000 views? Great. I'll follow them. And it's not that kind of thing. I want to go and make sure that, because a couple of them I went on, I'm like, I don't need to be on that. Like they're not from my age group, put it that way. Younger people, no thanks. I've had some, I'm just not into. No thanks.
Yep.
I'm interested. Well, I don't care how many followers you have. So, you know, you got to do the right thing too, I think.
Yeah, I feel the same way you do on that. But so before we get out of here, because we're about out of time for the show today, first of all, tell us how we can find your artwork, where we can find it.
Okay. So I have a ton of it on display if you want to see it live, if you're a local person here, at Adrenaline Body Works. Adam is the owner Okay. So
he's a cool dude, man. I like him a lot.
Super nice. So he's allowed me to display the art.
So how long have you known his wife? No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus Christ, man. You see how he just slams me? I've only met her twice. No, I'm just kidding, in the past. I'm just joking. I have not, Adam, I swear to God.
Yeah, she's super cool.
When she was 15 in high school. No, I'm just kidding.
And then you can also go to Etsy.
Where is Adrenaline Body Works for those of us who don't know Lakeland as well as you old timers?
What's the rib crib called now?
By the rib cribs? Dukes.
Behind Dukes,
It's in that corporate building off of Lake Merriam, but right behind Dukes.
Okay.
It's in like a little white building right behind Dukes. Okay. It's a really cool gym. And Adam's got a really good social
game,
too.
That's by the mobile?
You know where the Dermatology, Florida, Lakeland Dermatology?
Oh, yeah. Dukes on Lake Merriam.
Yep, right behind it.
Oh, I've never even seen his place. That's wild. And I eat a Dukes
because it's
like
behind
once a week because of football.
So he doesn't have a road sign. So you have to go behind the building to see it. That's why he advertises like – you know, on his socials, he's like really big into social media and posting up his birthday stuff where he punches people in the stomach. Shit like that.
Oh, that really? Shit sounds horrible.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. So what Adam does. Okay. Sorry, I'll just make it quick. But what
quick
Adam
plug,
does.
Quick plug.
Quick plug for Adam. I'm going to give Adam a plug here because it's actually kind of funny. But because he's got that voice like this. You know how Adam talks like this. But anybody in his gym that has a birthday, he makes everybody that's in their group, like on the group sessions. That he does. Everybody in the group gets to take a 1-2 punch or whatever your birthday is. So if you have 50, if you're 54, you're going to get 54 jabs to the ab.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And Adam hits the fucking hardest. I mean, I hate to say it. I see him do it. I'm like, fuck that, dude. Because he's like, all right, you ready? And he's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He's like counting them out. And I see the person going, you know what I mean?
Okay,
and
so said, what other places do your artwork? Because there's no way in hell I'm going there.
Hey, honestly, his facility's really cool. I mean, like, I saw his virtual of it. And my ex-wife works in the salon that's in the same building. So I walk right past her, you know, whenever I go to drop things off to her.
Wait, there's a salon there too?
Yeah, there's a big salon in there. Yeah, there's a big salon in the back. Crap. There's like 8 or 9 hairdressers that work back there. So
wow, I did not even know that. Behind the dermatologist in the same building.
Correct.
Holy
that's where CC works, man.
Crap. I didn't realize that existed.
You basically go in that main hallway and go straight to the back to the left.
Yeah. No. I know now where it's at. It's just they don't do any – there's no forward-facing signage to Lake Miriam at all to let you know there's businesses in the back. I thought that was all Lakeland Dermatology.
Me too. Nope.
That's
before I went to do the cold plunge.
Yeah, they have a cold plunge there. And
thanks for sharing, Brad.
What? Well, because you already have one, so it doesn't really matter for us to go there.
I mentioned it before. I've spent all the money.
I was going to bring up something to you. He has this, like, what is it, a salt bath or whatever that you lay in to meditate? So he's got something cool. I was going to actually talk to you about that anyway. I just saw that 2 days ago.
Oh, now you want me to build a salt bath?
Well, anyway, it's some kind of weird contraption, but he swears by it. And so I was going to, like, look into it a little bit more in detail. But
cryotherapy kind of thing?
He has a cryotherapy, too, I think, as well. So he's got some shit in there, man. He's got some cool stuff. He's put a lot of.
It would have been fun to know before I invested tons of money into my own shit.
You already had a ton of shit. Quiet, crickets. Anyway, so Jen, continue on. Tell us where people can find your artwork. Mike and I can argue about fitness later.
go to Etsy. I've got my Jenny's Art Company.
Nice.
Okay.
You can also just go to TikTok and look up. Jen T, I believe, is my tag.
Come on, Jen. You don't know your name.
I got one this morning.
Jenny.
Sorry.
Jenny.
Oh, shoot.
No, you're good.
Yeah, have you seen that? I did that one this morning.
Ooh, another vagina. No, I'm just kidding.
You see how he is to me, Jen? He just treats me like total shit.
Somebody's got to keep you contained because the world can't handle you at full strength.
So on TikTok, it's at Jen, J-E-N-T.
No, it's at J-E-N-N-T 0711.
Okay. 0711. Gotcha.
So at Jen T 0711.
And if you are in the Polk County area or even I-4 Tampa and you swing past and you want to swing in, just Google Adrenaline Body Works when they're open and swing by there and you can see a bunch of her artwork hanging on the walls too, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Contact me through Pinterest, Etsy, TikTok. It's probably the easiest because you can message me if you're interested. I can do custom too.
Awesome.
Custom.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and get out of here today. So, Jen, thanks for coming on to the show and telling us about your artwork.
You're so much fun.
Mikey, go fuck yourself. Not everything's a vagina. And so all I'm going to say is, guys.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to help you through your sexual trauma as a child.
Here we go. Because
you
were
exposed to it at such an early age. It all comes together now.
Jen, do you feel that way about me? Do I always do that?
No.
Because
she hasn't seen
you.
She's
lying.
Like,
I can already hear it. She goes, 38
years.
Anybody that goes, no.
Means kind of. It's been a while, Brad. I've been around you in a long time.
Yeah, that is
exactly.
True.
That's what I was going to say. Like, he probably wasn't into it when he was like 4 years
you're
old.
You're very fortunate. You're very lucky. Yeah. So anyway. Anyway, guys, head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all our socials. Don't forget, like and subscribe over on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all the major streaming platforms. Also, head over to masondangerbeardco.com where you get 20% off on all cool manly shit just by using the promo code DAILYBM. Mikey, got anything before we get out of here?
Hey, everybody, have a great day. And thanks again, Jen, for being here.
Oh, and thank you.
Look forward to seeing more of your artwork.
Yeah, and don't forget, everything looks like a vagina to Brad. You guys have a fantastic rest of your day, and we will see you on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Deuces.